Oh, hello. Hello. Is this on? Hello. Welcome. Yes, I'm still alive. I have been running around like a headless chicken the last 6 days, 5 days, I don't know, I've lost count now. So what's new? Well, it's just those odd little jobs. Hundreds and hundreds of odd little jobs that you kind of think to yourself, I can't do it over the weekend because that place is closed. Or something, I can't do that without doing that. And so this week has just been inundated with doing those sort of type of little jobs. Then on top of that, kind of, still the ramifications of granddad pegging it a few, almost, oh, it's a month now, isn't it? So over a month. So yeah, that sort of time ago. So it's all that kind of going on. And getting ready for holiday. Proper holiday, lads' holiday next week, which is we're leaving on Sunday, and it's only Thursday, the sacred day of Thursday today, and so I'm ooh excited and ooh bugger, things have to be done before I can go, like but not limited to washing clothes would be quite helpful, so I'm doing that today, and I'm gonna blitz the studio. Rip it all apart today. The only downside is, well, it's not really a downside. It's a bonus good thing, but it's just a bit of a bugger for me. Is the blokey wokey type people who build my desks. They're inundated with work at the moment, which is epic for them, but it's a pain in the backside for me. So I don't have a desk to replace the broken desk in my. In my studio, I knew this was gonna happen. I could see it from a mile off, and it's happened. So, oh well. I'm gonna blitz the dumping ground in that kind of state of affairs, and just tweak around the outskirts of it. But I can't actually do the blitzing of the actual studio, the actual equipment, until I actually have a desk to do it with. Oh, it's a mic. Just. Pfft. There's no point doing it because I have no space on the desk to put the extra stuff on. That's why I need a new desk because it seems to be the desk I've got is a mini desk and I need a proper desk which is 180, was it 180 centimeters long? So it's all the length of it is the length of a 6 foot human being basically. That's pretty much what I'm wanting now. I don't want this diddy little shitty thing that I've got at the moment. But anyway. Moving on. Today marked the day that my old car went. I was upset. My old car. Oh, my little Rover. My little roller skate. Oh, I love that car. The amount of fun, and I do mean fun, in that car, and the adventures we went on and stuff. Oh, it looked so sad at me going. No, please don't leave me. Don't let me the madman go. No, don't leave me. So, and I said, well, yeah, bye. So that's happened. What else? The big issue right now is me sorting out the car that I've got, my new car. Yeah, bit weird. In the UK, you need an MOT insurance. A license kind of helps, and a tax disc. Four things, four glorious things. An MOT is basically once a year they test your car for certain things and make sure like your lights work and stuff like that, and how much pressure in your tires and how much exhaust fumes come out. Basic stuff, right? So that you're road legal. Anyway, so we've been trying to all this week trying to fit in an MOT because that finishes tomorrow. My MOT I've got at the moment expires tomorrow, and also what expires tomorrow is the tax on my car, and so you can't get your tax because the tax you need an MOT and an insurance. I've got insurance, that's helpful, and a license they don't even check on, so don't really matter about that. But the MOT we've been trying to fix and haven't been able to do for ages, and finally today we've fixed it. So hopefully. Tomorrow, when I come back and go hello, well, I'll have tax disc and MOT and I'll be able to go on holiday. If not, I can't drive. So, toodle-bye for now.